those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05, November the 2nd. We are in November, and we can tell it because it's getting a lot colder. Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567. 530-605-4567 for the people out of state or out of country. I'd put a country code in there, but I think it's like 01. And then, of course, we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can join our chat room as, let's see, Sharon's in there, an Angel, and hey, JRD just jumped in. We had about, you know, 24 people on there yesterday. But speaking of people right here, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir. Would you like a weather report?
Please. Prego.
Indeed, 74 for a high today, a little bit less wind than we had yesterday, and overnight lows in the 40s, cooling off tomorrow with showers and a high of 61 right now downtown, 55 degrees. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyard.
That's right, Candice Lavosi is going to be out there. She is probably the premier harpist. I guess you call them, I guess they're harpists. And that in the North State has students all over the world. She's going to be out there at Anselmo's, and give a call out there, 474-5546, to make reservations. Linda is busy today looking for things that we have to do. We got involved with Turtle Bay in the sense of we donated a dinner at our home, and it's going to be this Friday night. And actually, this is really a tough, tough thing there, Bad Bob. What can I say? You know, because first of all, we're going to have a dinner at our home. It's going to be paella. It's going to have Rick and Pam Hill there. Rick's going to play the guitar, and Pam puts together the dessert and hors d'oeuvres. But the bottom line is that you go, okay, this is going to be at the house. And now people, you know, Bob, you're just having a bad time this morning, aren't you? Bob's dropping everything. Anyway, Bob. So the thing is it comes out with your name. It says, okay, have dinner. Let's start the bidding with. Right then, you realize, or I realized, what if nobody bids? What if nobody bids because you've just, like, you know, thoroughly alienated the people or something like that? They go, who's that? Or,
yeah,
I'm just not going to bid because it's a tough economy. Well, it was bid for by Mr. Wright and company. And so Friday night, day after tomorrow, they're coming in, 8 people for a paella dinner.
For those of us who are not quite as continentally sophisticated.
Paella is a dish, and it's not to be mixed, it's not to be confused with cioppino, but it has fish and mussels and pork, clams. They can have lobster, shrimp, and it's cooked in a chicken base broth with rice. And it's a very tasty. It's got saffron in it and a number of other things that are just very tasty that you cook and then serve with the crusty bread and sangria wine. So we're really going to be up on the sangria wine and hitting that heavy first. Okay, a lot of things today. We have Rick Bassetti's going to come in at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk a little bit about what happened last night. I'm going to talk about that first, about the some of the things that happened on the city council last night. But we want to talk to Rick about why he is running for the assembly. Why is he running against Dan Logue? And what is Rick going to bring to us as North State voters? Besides the fact that he's a hometown guy, what else is he going to be bringing to the table for us on that? We've got a couple other things we're going to be talking about. Again, some of the things that were talked about last night about the red light cameras, that's going to be discussed. I promise you. Also, what's happening down in Churn Creek Bottom? And again, it looks like the McConnell Foundation is buying up a lot of stuff. But before we do anything, we're going to go to Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Farm Market Minute. Good morning, Susan. Tell us there's better news today.
There There's good news. The major averages have snapped a two-day losing streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 146 points at 11,804. The S&P 500 is positive 16 points at 1234. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 19 points at 2627. Some of the day's biggest movers, Verizon's up 49 cents at 36.96. EMC Corp is up 27 cents at 24.05. And Merck & Company's up a quarter, trading at 34.31 per share. A few local stocks of interest, PepsiCo's up 9 cents at 62.32. PG&E is positive 61 cents at 42.39. And Bank of Commerce is down a penny at $3.36. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.05%, while the 30-year bond is 3.10. Commodities today, gold is up $21.90 at $17.33.70 per ounce, and silver's up a penny at $33.59. Crude oil is positive $1.33, trading at $93.52 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Susan. We have our Wells Fargo update at 7:10, 8:10, 9:06, and again in the afternoon. It's a good way of finding out what's going on in the market. And as you know, the last couple of days, due to the Greek money crisis, the Wall Street had dumped bigger in the last 2 days. It was probably hundreds and hundreds of points. But now, as Susan says, it's coming back up. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to start talking about what happened to City Council last night, what happened at the Board of Supervisors, and a couple of other things that are going on in our town, our county, our state, and the nation. More after these breaks.
Diabetes is a silent killer, with one in four adults in the United States affected. In California, we have more diagnoses of diabetes than any other state. Shasta Regional Medical Center is offering free diabetes A1C testing on World Diabetes Day, Monday, November 14th from 7 to 10 a.m. Learn your risk and act on diabetes now. Type 2 diabetes is preventable. Know the signs and symptoms of diabetes. Blurred vision, frequent urination, fatigue, and excessive thirst. Early diagnosis of type 2 diabetes can save your life. November 14th, World Diabetes Day, and Shasta Regional's goal is to prevent diabetes and improve the care for those living with diabetes in our community. Join us on World Diabetes Day for a free diabetes screening at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Monday, November 14th, 7 to 10 a.m. This diabetes test measures your blood sugar level, so no food or drink 8 hours prior to testing. For more information, call the Diabetes Care Center at 247-1757. That's 247-1757. Together, we can stop diabetes.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:13 in the morning, November the 2nd. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. KCNR1460.com is the way that we're going out streaming, and we're chatting with that, and the chat room is locking up. Hey, parades. I love parades. Do you love parades? I love parades.
I love a parade.
We have the largest Veterans Day parade, perhaps in California, right here in the city of Shasta Lake. I know, City of Shasta Lake has been in the news lately, been on the show a lot. And by the way, I'm sending a bill out to the listeners, to the chatters, and to the people for the scorched paint in the studio yesterday when we had the recall group in here. And as in the couple days before, we had Councilwoman Lucero on. You know, you can go back
sir,
and listen to that.
Sir, we're burned out two fans just trying to keep up.
I just stopped trying to read the chat room. It was going by so fast. It was like, okay. Oh, but this Saturday, we're having the Veterans Day Parade in the city of Shasta Lake. It is going to be great. It has 100, I think it's close to 200 entries. It has thousands of people that watch it. It's a great parade, and it's going to be about the veterans again, of course. And then also the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard will be leading the parade. That's right. They're going to be just like they were at the Reading Rodeo. And we're going to try and have them on Friday morning. Right now we're just trying to make contact with them. Who knows where they are at this point, but the head of the parade, John Kleckner, has got the onus on him now is to try and run them down. But that's going to be Saturday. It's going to be a great event. I urge people to go out there to this. It's going to be just a great event and super floats, and it's for the veterans. It is to honor the veterans that we have so many of here up in the North State. You know, the other things, you've got a lot of other things going on too. We talk about the Classy Cafe, and you know, the Classy Cafe is, we talk about veterans. Well, we need to talk about them. You go there all the time, don't you, Bad Bomb?
Oh, love the ladies down there, and it's like going to a museum.
Millie.
And Kathy.
And Kathy. At the Classy Cafe, well, once a month they do a big meal in the evenings. They're usually open for breakfast and lunch. But this Friday, November 4th, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., they're going to have American food and American meals. A lot of times they go for different countries. They have German and all this. This time, liver and onions and catfish with homemade hush puppies, meatloaf, pork roast with mashed potatoes, Yankee pot roast, and apple pie and other things for desserts. That's Classy Cafe. It's at 2427 Athens Avenue. Just go down to Athens, and just you'll see it right there. And you go into the shopping center there. It's going to be open from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday. Give them a call at 244-4939. Great people. Great people.
My definition of a great morning after when I'm heading from here over to the other job is to stop by, get a haircut at Cypress Square, and then stop in to Kathy and Millie's for their great pancakes and breakfast.
It is. You know what? And there's so many things on the walls there that have to do with veterans and so many great pictures. A lot of the veterans, I've seen several of the World War II veterans have their meetings there. Also, the Anderson Rotary Club is going to hold its first Lobster Fest on Saturday, November 5th in Fusero Hall. Doors open at 6 with dinner served at 7. Dinner will include a filet steak, large lobster tail, lobster bisque, dessert, door prize, and local talent competition. Get all that for $45 per ticket. Proceeds go to local projects and scholarships for students in the 5 schools in the Union High School District. For tickets, call Keith Webster at 776-7983. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Hey, the Churn Creek votes. They went in last night, the Board of Supervisors. As you know, they voted unanimously to put in the shopping center down in Churn Creek Bottom. The people down there got a little bit upset. They got 11,000 people to sign a petition that says we don't want that there. We want it on a ballot. Well, the Board of Supervisors have agreed. They voted to have the Churn Creek shopping center put up for a vote in June. They didn't discuss the issue. They just voted unanimously Tuesday not to overturn their approval of the retail center plan by Hawkins Companies. Instead, they chose to move forward with a June 5 special election to let voters decide whether the shopping center can be built. Well, as you can probably imagine, between now and June, there's going to be a lot of people involved in this. They're going to be talking about, do we want the shopping center there? You know, it's a little funny that 11,000 signatures on this, and I wonder how many of those came from around here or knew what they were, you know, knew what it was about. But obviously, the people down in Churn Creek Bottom don't want a shopping center down there. It's going to destroy, maybe not destroy, but it's not going to enhance their property values. And the question is, do we need another shopping center now in that location? You know, it's a good question. Obviously, the county supervisors had taken a look at it. It says that we did. Now, McConnell Foundation just went out and bought a lot of land. And as they say, as Shannon Phillips says, the foundation is always looking at opportunities where we can link trails and open space with each other. And they're down there. They bought the they bought land down there in the, I think it's called the, off of North Market Street that once housed the Miracle Mile landmark, the Casablanca Motel, if you remember that is. It's founded by Cowboy Mattress and such. But anyway, they just bought that. And the for future building, I guess you might say.
So they're going to put a traffic circle on North Market?
I don't think so. Anyway, you wouldn't, I hope not. You know, the city red light cameras, we got to take a break here. But when we come back, Chief Hansen gave a talk last night about the red light cameras. And frankly, I respect Chief Peter Hansen. I respect him a lot. But these red light cameras have got to be changed. Things have to change. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about that just a little bit. Then we're going to talk about, did you really want to have a high-speed rail whose cost triples every time somebody does a business plan on it? We'll talk about that as soon as we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:20 in the morning, November the 2nd. This is Free Fire Radio.
Quality and guaranteed shouldn't be words gone by the wayside with all the foreign junk invading us daily. These words are held true to heart by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster, the only windshield repair company that performs to professional industry standards. From small rock stars to long cracks up to 2 feet or more, Crackmaster can save your windshield, preventing costly and dangerous replacements. The essence of craftsmanship, quality no one can equal, and a guarantee no one dares to offer. Crackmaster, the smart choice. 241-8373.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The cold weather months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their heating system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox have always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel. To make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied, call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today, for a free estimate and rebate information. That's 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot. Linda is out running around today getting things done for us. 7:25 in the morning on November the 2nd, 530-605-4567. Phone lines, and we're streaming and chatting. And I see people in there in the chat room saying, well, it gives a chance to those one percenters to buy up all the property again. Hey, you know what? If you use crack cocaine and you're in prison, guess what? You're getting a free out. That's right. They've changed the laws that said if you're in prison for using crack cocaine, they're going to look at your sentencing, and they're letting a lot of people out because they're saying it was unfair. The people being sentenced for crack cocaine were getting heavier sentences than people that just use powder cocaine. I find that very amusing, Frank, you know, frankly, is that. So if you smoke crack cocaine or whatever you do with crack cocaine, I don't know, what do you put it underneath your lip and put it between your cheek and gum like snuff? Or do you, heat it up and then shoot it into your system? Or all those things, I don't know.
But, I am unclear on that aspect.
Well, say crack cocaine, they got heavier prison sentences, and they're tying it to ethnic groups. Mm. And they say, look, if you've got an ounce of crack cocaine and an ounce of powdered cocaine, the person with the ounce of crack cocaine will go to jail longer.
Mm.
So, and I've heard that before.
You know, in our enlightened society, there are...
Turn them all loose.
In some countries, they simply
shoot them all loose, which cuts down on the repeat offenders. Turn them all loose. Arm the populace, and then...
Self-correcting problem.
All right. Bank of America has backed off on their debit card fees, my friends. We led the charge, I like to think, right here from KCNR that spread throughout the nation. That said, that this was really a dumb move. They are taking advantage of their customers, taking advantage, as Wells Fargo did when they put their debit fee up. But you know what happened is Bank of America led the charge, and two or three banks said, okay, we'll follow it. Now Bank of America is backing off saying, okay, it wasn't such a good idea. They were losing customers, and so they will now not charge the debit fee. I love that. The people spoke. It's like Netflix. You know, and I know you had, during your show, you talked about Netflix. It's probably one of the stupidest things a large company could ever do. Have you ever seen stupidity at a billion-dollar company before like this?
I think the CEO's days are numbered. He has made some missteps that are not making the stockholders
I cannot believe
happy.
How somebody could have a lock on the market, and turn around and screw it up as badly as Netflix does. They deserve to go out of business. You know what I did? I canceled my DVDs coming to the home. But the main reason was I never looked at them. But they would stay around the house for 2 months. But it was still a stupid thing to do. On the other hand, Bank of America dropping those debit card fees was a pretty good move on their part. All right, the rail cost. Let's talk about rail cost. When they first did this, when they first brought out this high-speed rail that was going to be put from one spot in nowhere to another spot in nowhere, they said it was going to cost, maybe $40 billion. So we do a bond for $10 billion, and then the other $30 billion. Well, now that they've done a story, actually done a business plan, they project that the total cost of the bullet train could be $98.5 billion over 20 years. We talked about this yesterday. We talked about when we saw this. It said, you know, $100 billion, which is like three times the amount they said it was going to cost. And now Doug LaMalfa is trying to introduce legislation that would ask California voters to reconsider the $9 billion in bonds approved in the project in 2008. The bill would likely require 2/3 legislative approval, but who knows what's going to happen with the Democrats in charge, because it's just money. Let's just spend. It's called green crack. You know what? We talked about crack cocaine and just cocaine. Money to these politicians is like green crack. They're on it. They can't stop spending it. It keeps coming in, even when they're running out of things, even when they're having to cut back medical services for people, even when they're cutting back on veterans' homes, even when they're cutting back on benefits for illegals to go to college. Oh, wait a minute. They didn't do that. Oh, that's right. They let them have it. They let them have those benefits as they cut back on veterans' benefits and benefits to the elderly and children and to the mentally ill. They cut back on that, but the illegals were still, of course, left in there. And, of course, we need a high-speed rail that goes nowhere. It goes nowhere. It goes from the middle of nowhere to more places in nowhere. Where are they going to put it? It's not anywhere near like a town or anything like that. Bad Bob. I see things like this. Anyway, LaMalfa wants to push Senate Bill 22. It's legislation entered last year to freeze the spending on the rail line. And, it never made it to a full floor vote because the Democrats wouldn't let it get it out of committee. Thank you, Democrats. Thank you. And you know what? If it was reversed, I'd be saying, thank you, Republicans. Thank you. Keep spending our money on stupid things. Like this. Oh, You know what? If your pay got docked for every stupid time you voted, every time you voted on something stupid, a lot of y'all would be out here in the occupied Reading looking for a home and a place to stay. Carl and the Bot. 7:29 in the morning. We come back. We're going to be talking about nicer things when we get back, at least for a while. This is Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox Business Network, the Bulls are back in charge on Wall Street this morning. Better than expected news on the American workforce helping boost the markets. Investors are also waiting to hear what the Federal Reserve says when they release their new economic forecasts. They wrap up a two-day policy meeting later today. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 145 points. We're getting our first glimpse on the labor market ahead of this Friday's key jobs report from the government. Payroll processing firm ADP says 110,000 jobs were added to the private sector last month. That's more than economists expected. Most of the gains coming from the service industry. Outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says the number of planned layoffs dropped 63% in October. It's the lowest monthly total in 4 months. And investors are waiting to hear if Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke hints at another round of quantitative easing. He'll hold a press conference this afternoon to discuss the latest Fed policy meeting. It wraps up today. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving dinner buffet on Thursday, November 24th from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. Let us do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu includes chef-carved breast of turkey, baked ham, steamed clams, and roasted salmon with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $24.95, children $10.95, children under 5 eat free. Reservations are preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hey, you want to help more kids have a great Christmas? Then join the Marines. You won't have to put on a uniform. Just grab a fork and dig in. It's the Toys for Tots Spaghetti Feed Fundraiser, Sunday, November 6th at Fat Boys Rotisserie and Sandwiches on Twin View Drive in Reading. Bring a new unwrapped toy to donate and get ready to enjoy a great dinner. Tickets just $10. Call 515-5226 or 221-4144. Sponsors include Clyde's Home Electronics and Classic Car Parts, Aces, The Cam Club, KLXR Music and Memories, and KCNR Free Fire Media.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Bot, 7:35 in the morning, November the 2nd. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we are chatting on KCNR1460.com. And, you know, we our website grows at about 7, you know, for people visiting, about 7% a month, if not more. And not only that, but our, but also Free Fire Radio website. This is, you know, not just KCNR1460, but Free Fire Radio also jumps up and down there too. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. What can I say about some really great people and Joel and Shelley? Espresso Joe's. It's cold. Go out there. Get the coffee you want at great prices. They are not going to stick it to you because it's a special coffee. You can also buy deluxe coffee beans. They can buy a pound for the same price you pay for 12 ounces in other places. And the girls know how to fix the coffee. They will also sell you any type of coffee making machine that you could possibly want and show you how to use it. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They also have a room there that they loan out for very minimal prices for community events. And that's probably where we're going to have the debate between Randall Faulkner and Mr. Geckler, I'm sorry, from the Recall Lucero Committee. We're going to have it there as soon as I can get that set up. And we will be there on a remote from 7 to 9 in the morning and let them go at it. We'll try and get Ms. Lucero there, too, and maybe somebody from the city council that disagrees with her. Who knows? I just, you know, we have offered up to the mayor and to the city manager. City manager says, hey, look, I just answer questions from the city council. But we have offered up to the mayor to come on the show. And, you know, not that we're trying to get into dueling things, but Ms. Lucero says everything she says is being ignored by the rest of the city council. And other people say, well, you know, the city council should work as one. You know, it should, you know, and she should just kind of fall into line. Or if she can say it, but at least get her facts straight. Well, if you look at the Reading City Council, they get a lot of 4-to-1 votes here lately. Patrick Jones votes against a lot of programs, like the red light camera program. Okay, you were waiting for this, right? Okay, Chief Hansen says that the red light program is not, it doesn't really pay for itself. The fact is that the contract goes to 2012, June 2012, that they've cut back on the wrecks, but it's not just for and those wrecks are like fender benders or, you know, full side, you know, broadside hits, but it also it slows people down and it's doing good. The 8 people that talked about it last night, 7 were against it and said, look. And what's it doing? And $500 for a ticket? Are you kidding me? And here's what I think. If you want to have, if they work so well, fine. Put them on every corner. Put them on every intersection then. We're not paying for them according to the city. All the money, all the proceeds, we get $147 or something like that. And everything else, and that goes to the lights. And all the rest of these fines go someplace else. It wasn't clear where they all go to. I am interested. And Rick Bassetti is here, so we're going to ask Rick about this. But the bottom line is that it's the same fine whether you you drive straight through the light a second after it changes and people are starting to come across the, you know, and you drive straight through, or it's 6 o'clock in the morning and you make a right hand turn but you didn't stop long enough. And what's this? You know, we may not have, you know, if the city wants to keep the traffic lights, can't they do something about the severity of the fines? That's what I'm saying. Okay, if it is, you know, it saves lives or saves wrecks, but then again, they're not talking about the other types of wrecks is when you jam on your brakes and you turn your car into a sled, as it comes screeching up to a stop because you're not sure and the car behind you plows into you, and those have happened. You know, is there a way of adjusting the fines? Or is this something the state's voted on, which I've been told, is that, hey, you go through a red light, it costs you this much money. $465 plus traffic school plus, you know, court cost. Is this ridiculous or what? And why is the city allowing this to happen? Now, we'll ask Rick Bassetti that, you know, because he's on the city council. Because they decided now to hold off on this until June when the contract runs out. And I can see that. Okay, going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about Herman Cain. And we're going to talk about him coming, you know, about what he's going on with him right now and his problems about sexual harassment that started back in the 90s. Is this something we should be talking about now? Is this something that a disqualifier for Herman Cain? Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit, and then we're going to get on to with Rick Bassetti. Carl Lindebot, 7:40 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The oil down the desert way has to shake it to the top. They're shaking for the Cadillac. He went cruising down the hill. The wizard was a standing on the radiator grill. Shall we eat the maggot? Bop, that's fun. Bop, that's fun.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Put your skills to the test. Push all in against the pros in heated rounds of poker. The hottest game in town. Play in the $40,000 Rivers Classic High Stakes No Limit Hold'em Tournament on November 12th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Your $300 buy-in gets you $10,000 in chips. A $150 rebuy for an additional $5,000 in chips. If you pay the rebuy before the start of the tournament, you'll receive an additional $2,000 in chips, totaling $17,000 in chips. Food will be served. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and play in the $40,000 Rivers Classic Poker Tournament on Saturday, November 12th at 10 a.m. This major poker tournament sells out fast, so reserve your seat today at the River Club. 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or online at WindRiverCasino.com. Stay in the comfort of the Hilton Garden Inn. Call 1-800-HILTONS for a discounted rate. Book by November 4th. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works, too. My kids go to school with your kids. I sit next to you at PTA meetings. We live right next door. We've been neighbors for years. You know my family and me pretty well, but here's one thing you don't know. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. Like you, we believe in this country. What's hard to believe is in the land of milk and honey, how many hardworking Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding their families. This is a problem with a solution. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those around you quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, and Prestige Gifts. See you Thursday, 6 p.m., right here on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:44 in the morning on November the 2nd. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. Welcome aboard, Rick Bassetti. KCNR1460.com is we're streaming and we're chatting. You know, before we get to Rick, I just wanted to say something about Herman Cain. Is that the sexual harassment? And you, well, you know, you can get into this one on this one, Rick. You're a politician. I know you hate that term, but it's still your, you know.
Yeah.
Herman Cain, they've had allegations or were brought up that, hey, you got, you know, that you pled guilty or your company paid off somebody for the sexual harassment suit back in the 90s. He said that, you know, his first answers weren't really strong in the sense of, I don't really remember all this, but essentially what it is that there was a sexual harassment suit brought against him. I think it was two different times in the 90s when he worked for this one specific company. The women were paid off. There was a gag clause put into it saying you can't ever discuss it. A lot of people have said that these types of lawsuits are frivolous and that companies will just pay them off.
And have a non-disclosure.
Now, I know that somebody that's really close to me that got into one of these had done absolutely nothing and this suit came up. And instead of letting the insurance company just wanted to pay it and just say, look, just pay her $10,000 and let it go. He refused to do it. He says, no. He says, it's my reputation. She's saying other things about me. And they fought it for 2 years. And it cost him probably by the time it was over almost $500,000. He won the suit, though. And, of course, he couldn't get reimbursed because she had no money, because her money was coming from another source. So when I see things like this and I see the alleged sexual harassment suits, and is it something that politicians and, you know, have to worry about?
Well, I think it's not just politicians. But yes, to answer your question, yes. You know, in the case of myself at the city of Reading, I don't have staff. I don't have people that I'm interacting with every day, except when you're serving as mayor, then you are working very much so, especially in the clerk's office. But as a business owner, you really have to be dealing with this more, much more on a day-to-day basis, Carl. You know, when I had my own company,
sure,
we had our risk people come in, our insurance people come in and tell us, listen, you can't say this, you can't say that, you can't say anything, just stop. And, you know, I've got three or four different friends here that have owned businesses that have been brought up on the same type where someone comes in, they fabricate something that's a he said, she said type of a thing.
And that's what a lot of these are, he said, she said. Of course, the most famous one, of course, is Justice Thomas, Clarence Thomas. And,
you know, exactly. And so when you're faced with that, what do you do? Do you spend the $500,000 to clear your name? If, in fact, you can just, it goes away, the person leaves your employ, there's a non-disclosure, and they go away. Now, if down the road you're looking at a political career, fortunately, I never had any of those. But, I mean, you know, Mr. Cain now is being faced with this. Did the woman who brought the suit break the silence? If she did, she's in violation of her non-disclosure.
She's looking right now to be released from her cone of silence here so she can talk about it. Mm. It was brought, you know, somewhere they probably found it in the company someplace, you know, under who knows what.
Sure.
But it is, I mean, and this is not saying it doesn't happen out there, because I also know of cases where
it does.
You know, I said, why didn't you just file a suit for sexual harassment? You know,
yeah.
Because, you know, because somebody was being, I mean, they were being, you know, being abused in this thing. You know, no, I just wanted it to stop and I just left the job, and I was thinking.
Yeah, exactly. No. And it happens, you know, I don't know what the percentage are is legitimate versus, you know, the illegitimate versions of these, but it does happen. It's very similar to, you know, in our society where we don't have a loser pays type of environment.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, whereas over in Great Britain, you have a loser pays. You bring a suit and you lose, you pay.
Well, I think you can go after people. You can go after your legal expenses.
Well, yeah.
But what's it do to your reputation and everything?
And if you do get your legal expenses from someone who has nothing to gain, and the attorney who represented them is immune from it, you know, then there's nothing really.
There's nothing you can get.
There's nothing you can get there.
Well, bad Bob, do you what do you think the level here of sexual harassment is towards you? The Free Fire Radio.
I feel that I'm fairly immune from such things.
Okay, I'm just wondering. Now everybody heard it. We're in the archives right now. So if it ever comes up again, Bob, that you've been had your tush pinched or something like that, you know, this is going to come out.
You've never called me honey in my recollection.
Okay, Speedy.
Wasn't that the alleged offense, though?
You know what? I'm not going to even go in there because it is. once we get into it, it's like pouring honey on your body.
I would say when there are legitimate and there are people that see the action and that sort of thing, you know, if you are a woman who or a man who's being harassed in any type of way, you know, there are steps to protect yourself from that too. You go to your HR person in your company. If it's a small company, you know, you make sure you have coworkers who are witness to things. And so, you know, there's those steps to go because you know, it's such a difficult thing in today's society. We're so litigious now, and you know, some people just
you're always concerned about. You know, we have people on, and they go, oh, "What if they say this?" You know, people say, "What if they say this or that?" And I go, "You know, we're providing a platform. We say right at the beginning, we don't agree. We don't necessarily agree with what everybody's saying here, and these people are taking their own responsibility when they're saying this. And I mean, if they were talking about death and destruction to people, immediately cut them off and get them out of here and say this is wrong. We don't do that, you know, and the civility that we insist on having, you know, for people having doesn't mean you can't get angry and you can't argue and give your point, but there's always, you know, there's always people, you know, it's probably in the back of their minds, am I going to get sued for this?
And it kind of goes away with your behavior. You know, when we were warned about it, when I was warned about it when I had my company, I just made it a point not to interact in that type of a manner with any of the women that we had working there. And you develop a good friendship relationship, and you have your boundaries that you don't cross.
Yeah.
And, you know, as long as you just live your life like you would, I mean, and there are people who are from a generation where that was not, you know, that was not uncommon, is to be flirtatious and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's been known for every so often. I reach over and kiss my partner, Linda, here every so often.
Fortunately, you're married to her.
Well, that's the big part. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about a couple of things at City Council.
Okay.
And then let's talk about the real reason that you're here and that you're running for Assembly.
Yes, sir.
And you have thrown your hat in the ring and both feet, and
yes,
you are going for it.
Yes, sir.
And I want to talk about that and what you're going to offer up here. You know, what you're looking for in this, you know, the results of you being elected.
All right. Thank you, Carl.
Carl and Linda Bott, 7:51 in the morning, November the 2nd. This is Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953. With exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjrudding.com.
Rye Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs, Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Craftsmanship, quality, and guarantee shouldn't be words gone by the wayside with all the foreign junk invading us daily. These words are held true to heart by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster, the only windshield repair company that performs to professional industry standards. From small rock stars to long cracks up to 2 feet or more, Crackmaster can save your windshield, preventing costly and dangerous replacements. The essence of craftsmanship, quality no one can equal, and a guarantee no one dares to offer. Crackmaster, the smart choice. 241-8373. It's not how many hours they put in, it's how they put in the hours. It's not just how well they know their clients, it's how well they know your case. It's not just years of experience or a reputation, it's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Meeting. Carl Lindebaugh, let us out on assignment today, 7:55 in the morning. It's November the 2nd. Gosh, we're just running along here. Hey, we got a big parade Saturday, the yes. Veterans Day Parade in the city of Shasta Lake. It is a great parade.
Breakfast beforehand. Shasta Lake Fire Hall.
That's right. Pancakes, super pancakes. I think it starts what time, 10?
8:30.
No, I know the breakfast does, but
the parade steps off at 10.
10. Okay, 10 o'clock. So make sure you go down and get your pancakes first, then get in line and watch just a great parade. 170 entries, United States Marine Corps mounted color guard. They come through on Palomino Mustangs.
Wow.
Hey, our guest today is Redding City Councilman Rick Bassetti. We just want to talk city matters now, and then we'll move into state
sure.
after in the next hour here, because we got you on a little bit early. I am not going to stop beating this horse.
I know you're not.
I swear to God. You know, the whole thing is, and we talked about it, the fines are set at state level.
Right, and they're mandated across the state.
Can the person who you go in front of, and by the way, let me just say this about the people in the traffic division, and I'm so sincere about this. I mean, we had our red light incident.
Sure.
It wasn't really from a policeman. It was from a nameless, faceless photograph.
Were you guilty?
She didn't run the red light. She didn't stop long enough to making a right turn at 6 o'clock in the morning on a rainy day, and there's nothing there. But here's what I'm getting ready to say, is that the traffic division, starting with those guys that look at
right.
Okay, let me be nice here,
yeah.
Rick. Don't get me started about other things.
okay.
The people that looked at it. From the people that looked at it to the people that she appeared in front of, including the including the marshal that's in there or the bailiff that's there and the commissioner, were nothing but really nice people.
Good.
And the people you've paid the fines to are really nice people.
Yes.
Okay, just let me get that out of the way.
Yes.
They were really, very professional, really nice people. I can't say enough about them. I'm not going to mention their names on the air because I don't want to embarrass them or anything like that. Really nice people.
I don't think they'd be embarrassed.
Right. But once you get into this, see, I haven't had a ticket since I was 17 years old. So the system's changed. So I sat in there the other day and looked at it and saw how the commissioner was doing it. And if you just listen, and here you go. Here's your hint for the day. Listen to the commissioner. And when she says something and she's looking at you and she says something to you, nod your head. Trust me. Life will be so much better after that. Because
really?
She is telling you the right way of doing something.
Okay.
And you can sit there and fight it, and you can sit there and say stupid things. And when you do, there it goes. Anyway, but listen, anyway. But the whole thing is the fine amount, which I guess is set at the state level.
Last night at the meeting, there was a great graphic that Chief Hansen put up, and it showed itemized by itemized every portion of the $489 fine. Okay, and there are measures that were voted on by the people. There's three different line items, Carl. They're specifically for money that the state collects for DNA testing, okay, that helps pay for DNA testing across the state. There's different line items in there that you going, how does this have to do anything with running a red light? And actually, the three amounts total up to $147 that come to the city of Reading. And so the only way they can be changed, and this is what Chief Hansen said last night, is that our state assembly has to change
these. And you're right. And when they bumped the price up, we as citizens voted for it.
Here's
my problem: is do you have to? I mean, can they when you appear in front of the judge? Can the judge like whack it down and say, okay, you only have to pay $100 of this?
Not on these particulars.
See, that's what I'm.
However,
saying.
There are other cases that are like the state. Our city ordinances, right, where they would have latitude in that. But on this particular, on these, as I was explained last night by Chief Hansen, in regards to red light violations in this, this is it. This is what we got to do with it, and we can't do anything else with
it. And you can't do anything to it.
We can't do
anything.
Whether it's a photograph and a video of you in a violation or an officer on a motorcycle pulls you over, all right, it's the exact same fine.
It's the exact same fine, but is there any leeway in the amount of the fine you can?
No.
You can't. See,
no.
As soon as you get the ticket, it's $467.
Right.
That's wrong.
Well, Carl, I don't disagree with you. We had that discussion last night. How do we change that? And we change it at the state level. You need to make sure that all of your representatives,
or
we don't vote for it,
or we take the cameras out the streets.
Okay.
Carl and DeBott, we've got. Our guest is Councilman Rick Bisset. Now we're going to come back. We're going to talk your run for the state.
Sure.
And I can't wait to start that. All right. This
Casey
is Carl
and
DeBott.
Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Herman Cain is convinced someone is trying
to destroy me and destroy this campaign.
But the 2012 Republican frontrunner says, as he defends himself against old sexual harassment allegations, his support and fundraising have never been better. But the Cain story is not going away. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Dave, the attorney for a Maryland woman who once worked at the National Restaurant Association, plans to formally ask that trade group to release his client from the confidentiality deal she signed when she left in the late 90s. Attorney Joel Bennett tells Fox Business Network he's filing that request after Herman Cain said he was falsely accused of harassment. Bennett says that statement by Cain opens the door for his client to tell her story. Dave.
Rich, a rebound from two big sell-offs on Wall Street, the Dow up 210 points. Now, the anti-Wall Street crowd in Oakland, California, wants to get a lot bigger today, calling for a general strike.
Including rallies outside of banks, schools, libraries, as well as foreclosed homes.
Some Oakland schools are closed. City services could be affected.
Teachers and government workers are very supportive.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Oakland.
Workers were told that they could take a vacation day or a furlough day if they wanted to participate.
People in Colorado don't want a tax hike, rejecting a referendum.
Supporters say the schools desperately need the money now that the governor has cut school funding by more than $200 million a year. But by a margin of 2-1, voters decided now is not the time to raise either income or sales taxes in the state.
Brenda Stewart with Fox affiliate KOA in Denver, where it feels like winter.
With blowing snow and icy roads.
Some people got stuck in their cars. It's like a blizzard in parts of Colorado, Kansas, Wyoming, and Nebraska. As more than a million homes and businesses are still without power, the weekend storm damaged Northeast. People are frustrated.
There's too many wires down on this block right here, but nobody's been out to check yet.
This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
For Craig, it wasn't one of those days, it was one of those years. Sales gone south, competitors circling, several employees leaving. Craig said, "I feel like Job." That sent him to his Bible. Toward the end of the story, Job unloads on God, after which God gives Job his perspective. Job concludes, "I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted." With a wry smile, Craig bowed his head and soon got back to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Trusting in God through hard times may never change circumstances, but it surely can change us in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
The WikiLeaks founder, scrambling for money to survive, again ordered to go to Sweden to answer sex crime allegations. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
Yes, Julian Assange today hearing his appeal rejected.
We will be considering
Britain's High Court today ruling there is no reason to block extradition in a Swedish rape investigation. The WikiLeaks frontman can appeal even this ruling. He is living more or less freely here in Britain, recently releasing full, unedited $250,000 stolen State Department cables. Assange says WikiLeaks may soon go on hold under pressure from firms like Visa, which are refusing to handle donations. Dave?
Alistair, in Syria, activists claim two attacks on anti-government protesters have killed at least 20 civilians over the last 24 hours in a city, Houla, that is at the heart of the country's uprising. European leaders are meeting with Greece's prime minister today in France ahead of the G20 summit, worried about renewed Greek debt uncertainty. President Obama will later travel to France today to take part in the summit this week, but first he has politics this hour.
The key bridge across the Potomac River will be the president's backdrop as he again calls on Congress to pass the components of his American Jobs Act. His argument is that the spending in the bill will help fix up bridges, like the one that joins Georgetown and Virginia.
I don't think that case can be made too often, especially when we're faced with obstruction in Congress.
White House spokesman Jay Carney. But House Republicans say the president seems more interested in making speeches than compromises, noting that he met Tuesday with House Democrats but has yet to meet with House Republicans. Carney was asked if any such meeting is planned. The answer, no, but
anything's possible.
At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
Investigators are blaming pilot error on the September crash of a Russian jet that killed an entire ice hockey team, a pro team. Some of them had played in the NHL. Pilot apparently accidentally activated the brakes during takeoff. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media. Just a little more calming today. 8:05, November the 2nd. Phone lines here 530-605-4567. And we're chatting and streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You know, it seems like the big thing is sexual harassment. One of our chat people said is that she had a terrible job. But she was 17 on her own, trying to go to college, and she had nobody to look after her.
Mm-hmm.
And then until she found another job. And, you know, and that's what we're talking about, the sexual harassment. When it happens to that, and I've talked to people when they were young that things happened to them. They were just terrible.
Absolutely.
So the protection has to be there.
Absolutely.
On the other hand, again, sometimes it goes so far. Hey, look, our guest today is Councilman Rick Bassetti. But on this hour, we talked last hour, we talked city matters. This hour, we're going to talk about Rick's run for the assembly. Why are you running, Rick?
Well, you know, when I saw the final map come out and be verified, and I saw that Shasta County and Siskiyou County, Modoc County had been cut out of what was the old District 2, and we were going to be losing like Doug LaMalfa and Jim Nielsen, I was sitting there waiting and looking around to see who was going to jump into this thing, because to me it was only natural that we now have the ability to choose a representative from the True North. And nobody was coming forward. No one was coming forward. And then I saw where, you know, this gentleman down in Marysville was going to move from Marysville over to Grass Valley and just assume the leadership. And I personally didn't like that. You know, I said, no, this person doesn't know Shasta County. He doesn't know Siskiyou County. He's only got one term left. And, you know, so normally what's been the path down in Sacramento is in the third term, they're just paving their way to something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would probably get nothing more than, and the same people that are running his office are, you know, a lot of Anisteds and Rick Keene's people. And so, you know, historically not a lot of attention's been given up in this area.
Well, you know, truthfully, Sam Anisted, when he was the senator, and we you know, we have had every politician that you can possibly imagine has been on our show. Yeah, our little station here that reaches out. Except Anisted. We couldn't get him on, and he was always too busy, until he was running for
Lieutenant Governor.
And then it was like, oh, well, he'd like to be on the show. And I know, so we, you know, he was on the show, and we weren't going to be petty and go, well, you know, what have you done up here? It's one of those things that it was, you know, you get spoiled by people like LaMalfa and Nielsen, that. So
in this new district, Carl, Shasta County is now the center. I mean, we are the center of the district,
mm-hmm,
geographically, we have the majority of the votes up here, district-wide. We're the highest percentage. I think 37% of the votes in the district are going to come from Shasta County. And so we now have the ability to choose a leader from up here to go down to Sacramento
and fight our battles. And we've had people from up here before.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I think Dick Dickerson was the last one as an assemblyman.
Well, yeah, Dick, but as assemblyman, and you had, you know, Maurice Johannesson and Sir Rose.
Who both did good jobs for us down
there. Absolutely. Hey, look, we're going to take a break, but before that, we are going to go to Susan Eastman from the Wells Fargo Advisor with the Market Minute. And when the last time we talked, Susan, word was good. Is it still continuing?
It's still pushing higher. The major averages are pushing higher. They rebounded from the two-day slump. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 210 points at 11,868. The S&P 500 is up 23 points at 1241. And the NASDAQ Composite is positive 40 points at 2647. A few active stocks on the NASDAQ. Garmin's up $1.49 at $35.68. Qualcomm is up $1.60, trading at $51.76. And Apple is up $1.79 at $398.18. Local stocks of interest, PG&E is up 69 cents at $42.47. PepsiCo is up a quarter at $62.48. And AT&T is up 36 cents, trading at $29.07. Commodities are higher. Gold is up $31.20 per ounce at $17.43. Silver's up a penny at $33.59. And crude oil is positive 95 cents, trading at $93.14 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. It looks like the news is getting better. We'll have to see what happens tomorrow, see what the Greeks do. Isn't it funny how, you know, the Greeks have a vote and the whole market tanks for 2 days, mm-hmm. which is, I guess you get part of the worldwide economy. But it's also scary that way, too. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Councilman Rick Bassetti, Reading City Councilman Rick Bassetti, who's running for the State Assembly against Dan Logue up here in our district. Join us after these messages.
Malchasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Malchasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Malchasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Malchasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Malchasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I thought there was more to it than that.
Yeah.
Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment 8:12 in the morning on November the 2nd. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And KCNR1460.com is the way we're streaming and chatting here. Bad Bob weather.
Well, Carl, looks like we're in for a kind of a fairly nice day, but it's going to be changing over the next 24 hours. Today's high should be around 74 under sunny skies. Increasing clouds this evening, a low in the 40s, and then showers tomorrow morning. And by the time we get into late in the day Thursdays, we could be seeing snow in the high mountain elevations. Currently, it is 55 degrees downtown. And this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, and some of Vineyards this weekend, we have Candace Lavolsi out there with the harp, and she is just absolutely outstanding. 474-5546. It's a quick drive up there. It's going to be a nice way to have a weekend, top off your weekend. Our guest is Reading City Councilman Rick Bassetti, and Rick has thrown his hat in the ring, and he is making a run at the State Assembly. And you said, we haven't had anybody that's really represented us from the North State, which is a majority of the votes up here, like in Shasta County, in a while. And it's time. It's time to get back into to bring the representation back up here.
Well, that's my thought anyway. And, you know, we've been fighting battles up here at our city and our county, and then also the battles that are going on even further north in Siskiyou County and over in Modoc. Almost all the counties are now starting to begin invoking coordination with our federal and state agencies. And I just want to be part of the solution this time. I mean, I'm having experience with this. I don't think our assembly that we have down there understands how difficult it has become now for cities and counties now in battling a lot of the bureaucrats. You know, when they have about a 13% approval rating down there, the incumbents, and we see where our state is, we're just so entracted right now in this power struggle that the people have become the secondary thought of what's going on in politics in Sacramento.
Well, you know, you're fighting an uphill battle here, too.
Oh, tough battle. Yeah.
I mean, you're going against an entrenched or an incumbent, and the party is not real crazy about this, are they?
No, not really, Carl. You know, I got a phone call here a couple of weeks ago from Assemblyman Hagman, who's in the 60th District down in Los Angeles, and his job is to reelect incumbents in the Republican caucus. And I was told that I should get out of the race and that, you know, I shouldn't be doing this. And my first question obviously was why. And I was told, well, we don't want to have this assemblyman, you know, spend any of his money. We might want to be able to spend it someplace else. And I said, well, what about the election? What don't the people? I said, you know, are you concerned about me personally not being a good representative down there? I said, have you done your homework on me? Have you seen, you know, my votes up here in the city of Reading? And he goes, yeah, we've done a lot of homework and we see that. But, you know, it would be better for you to wait 2 years. Well, you know, we can smooth the way for you, and it'll be a lot easier path for you in 2 years. And my answer to him was, is you'll be termed out in 2 years. I know what your term is, and your leader will be termed out in 2 years. Who's going to guarantee anything? And I said, besides, I trust the people in this district. I trust the fact that they want to vote. They want to make the decision, not the Republican caucus in Sacramento picking and choosing who's going to be the representative for the new District 1. Because when you define incumbency, is it someone who has the remains of what used to be his district is less than 50% of the vote? I don't know.
A new district. And as we pointed out, it was pointed out when Dan Lowe came on the show one day, and he was talking about being our representative, and I let that go on. His calls were, hey, wait a minute. He's only going to be the representative.
If he's elected.
One, after the election, if he gets elected. And that was absolutely correct. And Dan did nothing to, you know, dispel that rumor while he was on the show. It was only afterward for the next 3 days I kept bringing it up. But let's go to the phones right now. Angel, you're on.
Hi, good morning. I'm sorry I have a little bit of laryngitis. So I have a question for Mr. Bassetti. I want to find out how he plans on dealing with the Assembly, since he doesn't believe that there's an understanding for the North State. What's his platform to make them understand? And why does he feel that he's a good candidate to make them understand the belief system or culture in the North State?
Well, that's a great question, Angel. And I'm going to use a little anecdotal story here for you. 3 weeks ago, Angel, I was down in Sacramento for a candidates type of forum where they brought many different panels over 2 days to us to explain you want to be a state representative, either assembly or senate. There were 27 candidates there, Angel, over across the state of California. There were 20 Democrats and there were 7 Republicans there. And I sat between 2 Democrats for 2 days. And so I turned to the one gentleman on my right, and he's currently the mayor of Alhambra. And he's an American success story. He's the son of immigrant farm workers who educated himself and ended up getting a master's from Harvard in education. And now he's the mayor of Alhambra. And I said, Luis Ayala is his name. I said, Luis, I said, we spent 2 days here together now. I said, you get elected, I get elected. When we get here, are we going to just sit there and fight with each other? I said, I want to know about your people in your district, and you should want to know about the people in my district. And I don't know how much of that goes on, Angel, but what I did was I said, if I'm elected, I want to come down and spend time with you in your district, and you should take me around and show me your people and why they're not working. Because that's the common element throughout California is people aren't working. And I said, then I want to bring you up to the North State and show you why my people aren't working. And I said, we got to find some common ground here. And he said, well, that sounds like a good idea. And I said, have you ever been to the North State? And he said, no. And I said, I've been to Los Angeles, and I, not to profess that I know everything about it, but if you don't know anything about the culture that we have up here and the lifestyles that the people have, and our lifestyles are even different between Redding and Weed and Siskiyou County and Scott Valley and Montague, you know, Modoc, Alturas. And so I said, how can you make decisions and voting on legislation? And you don't know how it's going to affect the people's livelihoods. And so one of the things, Angel, that I would try to do is I would try to is to bring people to an understanding, whether through personal relationships. That's what we have to do, and not just sit there and shoot arrows at each other all day long. And, you know, the reality is that probably wouldn't be real popular with leadership. But, you know, the leadership doesn't elect you. They can fight you, and they can throw you. They can spend money against you to have people who are more ideologic about their situations in Sacramento, but I think that I can put deals together with people.
Well, does getting along with them mean voting for more taxes?
No, not at all. I mean, I asked him. I actually brought that question up to him. I said, we don't have to raise. Would you agree? We don't have to raise taxes to get people back to work. They're not connected. And he goes, well, I agree with that. And I'm going, wow. I said, because, you know, on our side of the aisle, the no new taxes pledge is kind of the, you know, that's the line of demarcation. On the other side, it's deregulation of anything environmental. You know, what's going to happen to a Democrat in their world if they vote for, say, opening up our woods or lessening the situation on our rivers, you know, and the dams and the mining and things like that? You know, we have such natural resources up in the North State that have been constricted so much now. And, you know, the monies that used to come out of our forests and then the mining and the ranchers and everything, and now it's all been shut down. And we got to find a way to get it back open.
Okay.
I just wonder how, being a Democratic state, how you plan on combating that mentality in the North State. It sounds to me like our other politicians, both state and federal, are pretty frustrated with the system, and they have problems getting their views across. And I don't know that partnerships and building bridges is the exact platform that, because I'm sure they've tried that. I just don't know how you go in and combat that mentality.
Well, I don't know if the other mentality has been working at all, Angel, because when it's 52-28 in the assembly, and that's what the majority versus minority is right now, we've got to find some way to work together without, you know, sacrificing or compromising, you know, our positions. You know, it has to if we're going to be concerned about the people in this state. And I think right now with the way the economy's been going statewide, that everyone's starting to open their eyes and understand what we've done to it. When we've lost all the industries that we've lost and the manufacturing that we've lost, it's not theory anymore. You know, the decisions that have been made in the past, you know, have accumulated the losses here over the last 15, 20 years to where California, where we used to be number one on almost everything, and now we're somewhere between Arkansas and Mississippi, we have to accept responsibility for that as a state and try to find ways to fix that.
Okay, got to take a break here. Our guest, Councilman Rick Bassetti, who's making a run at the State Assembly this year with his ideas is being able to bring to the plate, if you pardon that pun, you're bring to the plate the fact that bringing up other representatives, other, you know, up here to the North State, see what we are doing, what we're going through, and see if you can build a consensus within the assembly to do the right thing for all the people. Carl Linda Bott, 8:23 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Wind River. Harbor Casino, your Monday night football headquarters. You don't want to miss the game. We know that. And that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our overtime sports bar and lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed gaming excitement where you can win a pair of Oakland Raiders or San Francisco 49ers tickets. Nowhere else in town offers this. While you're here, swipe to win and play to win entries into our grand prize drawing. A table of 10 to our signature big game event, the Ultimate Tailgate Party. Plus, hot seat drawings for free slot play. It's a win-win situation. Up for some beers and bites? Drink and appetizer specials. Catch your favorite team on five screens in the all-new Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Only at Wind River Casino can you fit all this hard-hitting game action into one package. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com, or better yet, come on down and join us for your greatest gaming experience ever at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino, your Monday Night Football gaming headquarters. Check us out on Facebook, Monday Night Football at Overtime Sports Bar.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank Advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, Carl and Abbott, 8:25 in the morning. Linda's on assignment today. November the 2nd, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. KCNR1460, the chat room is going about a number of things. Our guest is Councilman Rick Bassetti, who is running for the State Assembly. And one of the things we just talked about during the break was the open primaries.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The open primaries, which I thought, you know, I don't know if this is a good idea. And the reason for it is that you get into a place in Los Angeles, and I guess you can say up here, Los Angeles, instead of having two different sides for people to vote on, what you get is two Democrats who may be a little bit different, but they're maybe pretty close to the same. And so you don't get a chance to vote that other, you know, for the other party and say, this is what I feel. I mean, what you're going to me, what you're going to have doing is people go, well, what you, I don't like either one of these. And so, but the same thing could be said up here if you have a real strong Republican districts, is that the Democrats are not represented.
Yeah,
you're saying, though, it was that, no, there's a good side to this.
Yeah, well, as I look at it, Carl, people want to know that their vote counts. And when you're in a district that's very close, you know, that is going to be the case. The primary is going to be much more like the general election now. In a general election, you can go in and vote for anybody, right? It's not the primary. And now the primary is going to be more like the general election. So even in a case, say, where you have a safe Republican district, okay, when you go to a general election, all the names are on the list, regardless of party, and a Republican can vote for the Democrat or the Independent or the Libertarian or whoever. Now the primary is going to be like that. And so people don't want to feel like they're throwing away a vote. Let's say you're in a real safe district, Democrat or Republican, and you have two equally strong candidates from the same party. And there'll be people sitting out there who are not associated with that party who say, well, I want to have a say in who I'm going to get anyway. And the projections are that you're going to have a lot of these people who are going to vote for one of those two candidates anyway, coming across the party lines to vote for them. I think that that's a good thing. I really do. I mean, it's going to be handled. The primary is the race. As far as I'm concerned in this, the primary is going to be just like the general. Whoever comes out and wins in this primary will ultimately, I think that you'll see across the state, whoever wins the primaries will ultimately be, because it's really going to be a test of the people's vote. Now, will there be situations?
Well, it depends on how many people are running, though, too. I mean, you could have a diverse, I mean, you could have independents and all this, and
yep.
And you could spread your votes among five people. And then at the end, it's only between two people, right?
Correct. Correct.
Because it's just the top two vote getters. It takes out the independents. It takes out those other people.
In some cases, it might bring them back in.
But what you're doing is, what you're essentially doing is, what the machine has done is taken away the independents and the Libertarian parties and all this. I mean, this is the way I look at it, because it's the two largest vote getters run in the general election, right?
Right.
Or is that in each party, or is that just... the two,
just
right?
Just the two.
So anybody else, the libertarians, the greens, the communists, the socialists, you know, the neoconservatives, anybody, which whatever party you have, only right. two are going to get in there. So in the general election, it's only going to be those two. So what they've effectively done is cut out.
They haven't eliminated the people who are associated with those parties' votes, though. They will still have a vote. They'll just choose between
two choices, like two Democrats or two Republicans.
Right. That's why I'm saying that I believe that your primary is going to be more indicative of what the general election will be. And I think what you'll see over a couple cycles of this is that you're going to have people who will be voting in an environment like the devil that they know versus the devil they don't. That's kind of what happens in most elections sometimes anyway now. How many people have you talked to who said, I don't vote for the party, I vote for the person?
Well, I think a lot of people say that.
Okay, and that's what you're going to be seeing now in the primary races, and that's how I see it.
Well, again, like I said, is that, and I understand that the reasoning behind this was, well, let's get a different group of people in here that are, you know, because if you only have a choice of somebody that's really right-wing or left-wing, get somebody that's more in the middle, they're going to get the votes, and that will, and even though it's a heavy Democrat district, there'll be more toward the middle and wanting to work with each other, you know, work with people as opposed to being really partisan. Okay. You know, I think that if that's true.
I mean, they're projecting 42 new members to the assembly this year.
And if that's true, it's going to take.
Two or three cycles
at least.
How many cycles has it taken us to get to this point?
Well, that's, but the point is that now that people that live in Los Angeles County, for probably the most part, will never see a Republican running for the general election.
I'm not sure that's necessarily true.
We'll come back next year and take a look at this
after all this. Well, there was a Republican elected out of Ventura who was in a Democrat-controlled district, but because he'd had a good record as a local politician.
And that can happen. You're right.
I think that was Bruce McPherson.
Okay. Okay. We've got, how much time we got here? Just 30 seconds?
We're down to about 30 seconds.
Okay.
We have Roberta holding.
Okay. If Roberta, please hold on till after the break here. We'll go into the news and we'll cut back all the other things we're doing. And then we'll come back and we'll get Roberta on to ask a question to Rick Bassetti. You know, again, the top two vote getters. It sounds good on paper, but I'm just thinking is how can they manipulate this? And, you know, for this to come out of the assembly saying, hey, let's just eliminate one party completely is kind of the way I think is what's going on here. But maybe I'm wrong, and I hope I am. Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio, our guest Rick Bassetti, miss a day, miss a lot.
Radio, I'm Ron Flatt. Herman Cain says now that he's a Republican frontrunner, attempts to wreck his presidential campaign were inevitable.
They tried to destroy you. Well, got a little of that this week.
Cain this morning in Virginia, a lawyer for one of his alleged sexual harassment victims says she wants to speak out, but that she's tied down by a confidentiality agreement. Meanwhile, Fox News reports the primary season starts in less than 10 weeks.
The New Hampshire primary, the first presidential primary, the first real election, will take place on January 10th. This has been a long battle, one that New Hampshire has fought every 4 years, literally for the last 40 years, with states trying to sort of threaten its first-in-the-nation status.
Fox's Carl Cameron in Washington. President Obama flies to France tonight to offer his input on how Europe can hold its economy together. The G20 summit coming as Greece's prime minister opens the door for voters to reject a bailout. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Craftsmanship, quality, and guarantee shouldn't be words gone by the wayside with all the foreign junk invading us daily. These words are held true to heart by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster, the only windshield repair company that performs to professional industry standards. From small rock stars to long cracks up to 2 feet or more, Crackmaster can save your windshield, preventing costly and dangerous replacements. The essence of craftsmanship, quality no one can equal, and a guarantee no one dares to offer. Crackmaster, the smart choice. 241-8373.
It's back, and this year we're shaking things up at the Shop Hop. Saturday, November 12th from 9 to 6, gather the girls up and come experience a day of fun, shopping, and glamour. Enter a drawing for a chance to win a 32-inch LCD TV or gift certificates to all 9 stores. There's a party at every store with savings up to 75% off. Buy one, get one, plus holiday gifts for that special someone in your life. Ladies, let's support local businesses and have fun while shop hopping together. We hope to see you at Antique Cottage and Garden, Classic Trends, Fabrics, etc. Also, Prestige Home and Gifts, That Kitchen Place, Solius, Sugar Plum Cottage, Sweet Spot, and Wild Time Gifts and Garden. Shop Hop offers something for everyone with savings so big and activities at every store. Find us on the web at shophopreading.com for a list of stores, new sponsors, map, activities, and savings. Shop style, shop savings, shop local at this year's Shop Hop. Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host Judy Maxwell every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smooch.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank. 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, Linda's on assignment. It's November the 2nd. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Take a step back in time. Get great haircuts, great prices. They do. They have discounts for veterans. You go in there; it's man's last stronghold. Great conversation. You don't have to worry about your toes being done. They just do haircuts, and they do a great job. DC, Tim, and the Man in Black support the veterans, support community issues. And speaking of supporting the community, Roberta, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm sure glad this radio station is on because I like getting all the information. I was going to make a couple comments and then a question. One thing, I like Assemblyman Dan Logue and just considering his voting record and his work. But, Jim Nielsen and Doug LaMalfa, they do not live in Shasta County, and I believe everybody thinks they have represented us very well. That would be one thing. They do not live here. And the other thing is, my husband was talking to Assemblyman Dan Logue, and I believe they themselves have had a fishing cabin up in Dunsmuir since 1946. So they are familiar with our area. Assemblyman Dan Logue has worked, really hard on the conservative issues and has been a conservative Republican, and he worked extremely hard on that SB 32, that job-killing bill, the fight global warming and all that, and worked really hard on that. And I was wondering on that issue and other issues, what issues would, Rick, what would you be different on? What issues would you take the other side of the issue?
Well, Robert, I think I would probably, there wouldn't be much difference there. I certainly don't agree with SB 32 as well. I think that what I would try to get much more in here is trying to find some of the answers for creating our jobs and not just talking about them. We've been working on that here in Reading. I think you're going to start seeing some of that fruition coming true here, taking better advantages of our enterprise zones. And I think that the other side can be convinced that without tax increases that we can start getting more jobs back in here and not just take a hard stance on certain issues. I know that I've been able to get things done here in the city of Reading, and it's a matter of getting things done is what we need down there.
It's a lot different in Sacramento. There's not enough Republicans.
Well, I agree that too. So when you count 28 to 52, how are we going to get something done?
Yeah, that's the question.
We can't just so by building a total wall there, a Berlin Wall there, and that hasn't proven to be able to get anything done at all. And again, I'm not talking about compromising, Roberta, at all. You know,
yeah. Well,
it's a known fact. It's a known fact that you can create jobs without raising taxes.
Oh yeah.
You know,
I think all the conservative Republicans believe that. But, well, anyway, thank you.
Okay, hey Roberta, thanks so much for calling and listening.
Bye-bye.
You know, here's what you know. What it what whatever we've got going right now, my friends.
Isn't working.
Is not working. That's right. It's not working because we can't get bills out of committees. We can't get them even to the floor for a full vote where people would probably vote for them. So you do hear the frustration in the voices of the people that represent us. Not that they've stopped representing us or fighting the good fight. It's just that every so often they win one. God knows for what reason that just somehow the Democrats, there's a ray of light that's come down and shown them, oh, my God, this is true. Septic tanks. I know it sounds silly, but septic tanks.
And build off the common sense.
Right. Now, let's talk about a couple other issues here. The Democrats keep, and people, please don't get upset when I say the Democrats, because it's not all the Democrats, but it's mainly the Democrats, keep chipping away at the Second Amendment. This is a big thing. This is a big issue up here in the North State.
The open carry, the
ammunition, all of this. How can you get to consensus with them about this? Is like take their hands off our guns. It's in the Constitution.
You know, that's just another one of those battles that are going to have to be fought every day on the trenches with them, and they're going to have to. I don't know how many of the people. Again, back early in this conversation. When people are casting votes on legislation, how they're really affecting people's livelihoods and how they're affecting their lifestyles. You know, when you're talking about open carry in a place like, say, Siskiyou County, which is entirely different than even this part of Shasta County, you know, is it going to be carrying your rifle around the gun rack? Is that considered? If you have your ammunition in the glove box, you know, and how does that affect these people? And I don't know how many of the people who actually vote on these issues really are paying attention to it. And, you know, is everyone down there on both sides just ideologues? Do we just say, okay, here's the line. No, we're not going to do anything. And so at some point, you know, I think the people's best interests have to come into play down there. And I can't believe that we're going to continue to go on ignoring that. And I think that you're going to see a change come. I know that you don't feel the same way about this open primary, but I think you're going to see a change with 42 new assembly members being projected.
Well, here's what I think about that, Rick, is I'll keep an open mind about this.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what happens, then I will applaud. I have a feeling, though, is that what you're going to see is you'll see even more, maybe it won't be, I think you're going to see more power consolidated by the parties, by the two main parties. That's what I see. Hopefully.
Well, I hope.
It's going to be.
I hope that isn't the case.
Well,
because,
I hope
you know,
it isn't, too. But I think you're going to see a consolidation of power. Now, the question is that consolidation of power going to be more to the center than it is to the flanks? And if that's the case, then, all right, when we've got the power consolidated in the center, then they will make decisions based on what's right for the citizens and not what their special interests are.
Right. Right. I would agree with that.
Well,
I would agree with that.
We can always hope for that. We got to take a break. Carl Lindebott, our guest, Rick Bassetti, we're talking about his run for the assembly for here in our district, our new district right here in the North State. We'll be talking to Rick when we come back about veterans issues. Carl Lindebott, 8:41 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Family owned and operated since 1953 with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjredding.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure. Join us this week with Stephen Greenhut, author of the awesome book on unions called Plunder and site manager for Cal Watchdog. Come join the previously silent majority.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bibles, books, and more, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive. We are more than just a bookstore. We are your full-service Christian bookstore. Looking for a way to make that Bible you bought as a gift something special? We offer in-house imprinting services for a fraction of the cost you'll find online. At Bibles, Books, and More, special orders are our specialty. Bibles, Books, and More at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindabaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 8:45 in the morning on November the 2nd. They've got a big parade this weekend at City of Shasta Lake. Go there at 8:30, get their pancake breakfast, and then get in there and watch the parade starting at 10 o'clock. The United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is going to be there. They're going to be on the show, hopefully, Friday if we can pin them down. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley, discounts for veterans, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, finest walk-in humidor if you like anything that has to do with cigars, right there at Tobacco and Brew. They do a lot for our community. They support our community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Bad Bob weather.
Well, Carl, looks like participants in that parade up in the city of Shasta Lake will be dodging a few raindrops. In between now and then, we got sunny skies today, high of around 70 degrees. Tonight's low with increasing clouds about in the right around 40 degrees. Then tomorrow, definite chance of showers and a high of 55. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Oh, so now it's going to rain?
Tomorrow it's going to rain, and off and on, nasty weather throughout the week.
You know what? Here's a great thing about that parade. It never rains on the Veterans Day Parade, the city of Shasta Lake. It never rains. Okay, there's been a couple of times people argue with me about that. It never rains on that parade. And speaking of raining on parades and not raining on parades, and let's talk politics. Here we got Rick Bassetti running for our state assembly position, also our city councilman who's been here. How long have you been a city councilman?
Ending my fifth year.
Okay.
Ending my fifth year and 3 years left in my second term. And I think it's been good, Carl. I mean, as far as where we've gone when I first came on, you know, I remember when I first came on, that's when the whole world fell apart financially.
Yeah.
And at one point we were losing, I think, $500,000 to $600,000 a month at the city.
Where are we at right now?
Oh, we're balanced now. We're balanced now. We have a 5% reserve.
Good. We're still looking at privatization of certain city projects?
Yeah. We have the reports. There's going to be a special meeting at 2 o'clock on the 10th at the city council chambers. You know, we have three reports that will be going over in regards to our water delivery and sewer sewer systems.
What's this I hear about a new business going in at Stillwater? Possibility?
There's a real possibility. As a matter of fact, the last report I was at EDC, they had portfolios on about 14 different companies now.
I heard some that was one that was coming up here we talked about on Monday, that possible production stuff coming in.
That's going to be met in closed session on the 15th. It's pretty exciting. It's very exciting.
That's what I thought. We talked about it. We've been hearing rumors about it. We just threw it out there.
I don't want to be the guy who's letting stuff out, but it's extremely exciting.
That's what I heard. I heard it's got to do with it's got a lot of people coming in here, big stars and stuff. Yep. We talked about it Monday. If you didn't hear it, go back to archives and listen to exact, because I just said everything I knew about it. It was on the air.
Didn't come from me, though, right?
Didn't come from you. And I'm going to begin with we people call us up and tell us things, and then you try to check it, and you can't get anybody to say. But we've heard that this is going on. You're all going to be talking about it. But this is really big. This could be really big for the community.
This could be a game changer for our community.
There you go.
That's that job creation that we're talking about.
Yes, absolutely.
And how we go about doing that. And the state needs to be doing the same types of things.
We've had people on here, not to change the subject, but Mike Frank has that entrepreneur boot camp.
Right, Mike's a good friend.
Mike is this is huge what they're doing. He is a firm believer in Reading and the chance of being an entrepreneur here. They've got money to back it. We've got businessmen that have been in town that they feel very positive. You've got LaSalle that's talking, about all the things going on with the EDC. We have a lot of things going on, positive things going on here in Reading.
All the right elements.
It's coming together.
They're all being, we're just looking for that straw that stirs the drink.
There you go. Okay, now, veterans issues.
Yes, sir.
They took the money back for the veterans home. And yet there's supposed to be some kind of big dog and pony show down here Friday to walk people through the facility?
Well, the information I heard is they don't want anyone local there because it's the California Department of Veterans Affairs is going to be making the announcement. From what I understand, that there's going to be money coming back in to open in 12. So I don't know if that's true or not yet, Carl. I mean, I wasn't told I couldn't say anything about that one, but that's just the email that I got.
Okay, so they might be able to open it up then. That's, well, you know what? If we can...
It's only right. It's only fair.
What's your stance on veterans? What exactly will you do for the veterans in this state?
Everything that I can possibly do for them. I'll try to make sure that there aren't any budget cuts done to any of the veterans programs. I know that our Senator Maurice Johannesson is working very hard on another project. I'm down there. I'll be his strongest ally in getting that clinic built. He's working on trying to get a clinic moved out off of across from the new home.
Yeah, we want to move this one so we can expand it out. Yes, and that's a great that's great. But what specific things? We've got 30,000 Californians coming back.
Well, I went over and met with Bob Dunlap, and he was showing me what he's doing over there. Mm-hmm. And if we can expand upon that, if we can find some additional funding for his program over there to assist the veterans in there, because those are assisting the veterans who really, really are at a real needy level there, too.
How about taking these veterans who are coming back and give them a job and closing down the border? What do you think about illegal aliens, and what should they get from our state, people that are here illegally?
Well, I don't think they should be getting anything from our state. I think that we should close the border. We got to find a way to stop that. That's not the American way. The American way is to come in here legally and go through the process. My ancestors did it when they came over from Italy. Everyone's ancestors at some point came through here for the most part, legally and went through the system. So why do we have to change that now? And so in regards to that, and if we have the jobs, let's say that this wonderful event comes, we can set together and maybe what we can provide. I know what we can provide here locally is we can have some job incentives for veterans, hiring veterans. There already are programs to do that.
We hire veterans here.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think everybody should take a look at these veterans coming back.
Well, my son sent me, he's a veteran. He got out, right? And he sent me a letter that his new president, CEO of his company, sent back to the recruiting agency that brought my son on for him. And it was just glowing about the training.
Yes.
The understanding of chain of command.
Discipline.
Responsibility.
Yes.
Discipline.
Yes.
All of those things, And so if we can find a way at the state level to provide,
Are there tax breaks for people that hire veterans?
I can't speak at the state level right now.
Well, you know what?
But there should
Why
be.
Shouldn't there? Do we give veterans a plus for being hired by the city? Do they get a step up?
At this point in time, I don't believe so.
Why?
Well, you know, those things do take some time, and there's also the need. And we're at a point in time where we haven't hired anyone, Carl.
Well, no, I understand that, but that doesn't mean you have to hire people right now. And it doesn't mean you don't have to hire the best person.
Right.
But there should be, just like when you do on a federal, you know, service, if you've served your country,
sure,
you get like two extra points. On whatever it is. Doesn't mean you're going to be hired, but if it comes down to being equal.
Yeah.
To take the veteran, the man that put his, or woman that put their life on the line.
And from my life experience, Carl, I think that most employers value that and make that decision. And I would be surprised if in our HR department at the city that the veterans aren't also weighted differently.
Well, let's find out about that.
Yeah.
And
okay.
That's a good thing. You know what? I just threw that one at you, and it's not always fair, and it's not ambush, but as long as we were talking about it was like, you know, do we do that here?
Yeah.
I think that if we're going to take care of the veterans, because we're having some severe problems right now getting them hired, the unemployment rate for veterans is much higher than just the average person, even though they've got a higher education. And, you know, they've got all these things going for them. Their unemployment rate throughout the United States is higher. Okay, Rick Bassetti's here. And you know what, Rick? You don't duck the question.
No.
You just jump right back in there. Carl and the Bot, 8:53 in the morning. Join us after these messages for our last segment. This is Carl Bot. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Diabetes is a silent killer, with one in four adults in the United States affected. In California, we have more diagnosis of diabetes than any other state. Shasta Regional Medical Center is offering free diabetes A1C testing on World Diabetes Day, Monday, November 14th from 7 to 10 a.m. Learn your risk and act on diabetes now. Type 2 diabetes is preventable. Know the signs and symptoms of diabetes. Blurred vision, frequent urination, fatigue, and excessive thirst. Early diagnosis of type 2 diabetes can save your life. November 14th, World Diabetes Day, and Shasta Regional's goal is to prevent diabetes and improve the care for those living with diabetes in our community. Join us on World Diabetes Day for a free diabetes screening at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Monday, November 14th, 7 to 10 a.m. This diabetes test measures your blood sugar level, so no food or drink 8 hours prior to testing. For more information, call the Diabetes Care Center at 247-1757. That's 247-1757. Together, we can stop diabetes.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I walk back.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bot. 8:55 in the morning. Our guest, Rick Bassetti, our city councilman and also running for the state assembly. Okay. You get the last 4 minutes here. Tell us what you would do. Tell us how you're going to change it. I mean, you've talked about it up to now.
Sure.
But Rick Bassetti gets elected, first thing you do.
Well, right now I'm working on a specific plan for jobs in District 1. Okay. The number two thing that I would be doing is I would be fighting the dam removals up in Siskiyou County. That's going to devastate that county.
That's a huge thing. We've got them coming on to talk about these water wars. Jeez, yeah. Rick, what the hell are they thinking about?
It's just a stepping stone here, you know, to protect a fish that isn't endangered, that's not native to the river. And again, this is more of that bureaucrat, you know.
Making a decision with a non-elected person trying to start a civil war.
Right. The abuses that we're having right now from the bureaucrats in both our federal and states have to be stopped. And we need a champion down there who's going to be fighting that. And, you know, that's one of the areas that I would be fighting in. We look at, we look at the natural resources that we're blessed with up here, the trees. I was talking with a gentleman on Sunday, the mayor of Fort Jones, and cutting wood, actually. And one of the foresters was there with us who said, you know, before the spotted owl, the Siskiyou National Forest grows 400 million board feet a year. Okay, that's how much it just grows. At the high point, we were taking out just about a quarter of that, he said. Okay, now we're taking out like 10 million board feet out of that forest. And what's happening, it's just over, it's over-collecting, it's burning, it's dying. He said, we had a huge die-off and everything. So look, all this is going to waste. Now, why? When you go back, it's the extreme environmentalists who have caused the majority of this. And so we need to find those people in the middle from both parties. I don't think we'll have a problem with the problem, but we've got to find some of the people who can come up and see these sort of things to better understand. They're making decisions without going and looking, Carl. I mean, I'm thoroughly convinced of that.
I understand. Rick, you're absolutely right. They don't know what's going on.
And then, you know, the situations that we have here, like, say, in your red light situation, look at how that's gone. Those have all been votes down in Sacramento. And do they know how it affects? I agree with you. There's so many of those issues that are where people are voting and they have nothing in context down there, and we just can't sit on one side of the fence and the other side of the fence and fight each other constantly because it doesn't do anything for the people.
There's got to be a change.
Yeah, and that's what I propose to do. You know, when you have what the surveys have come out where local government, I was telling you this in the break, local government has over 50% approval rate by the people. They think that their local governments, counties and cities, are doing a good job and keeping things going through these tough times. The state government is like an 88% disapproval rating. And when I was at that seminar for the new candidates, they're saying, don't forget where you came from. That's what happens to the legislators. Most of them come out of county and city governments, and they come here and they change. Don't change. This is the time where we need to have the type of leadership that you have at the local levels because you have the tougher job, quite honestly. You're looking directly into the constituents' eyes when you're passing.
You've got to explain it because there's people standing up with these blue cards saying, what exactly did you mean by that?
Exactly.
And we've gotten away from that.
And that doesn't happen at the state level.
No.
You know, not anywhere near that. No. And so we need to take that. And I think that there's going to be a sea change here. I really do. And I want to be a part of that sea change because I think we need the new blood. We've got the old busted down there. Right. Now we need the new, I guess Will Smith said it, the new hot, you know, down there in Sacramento.
Okay. All right. Rick, thanks a lot for coming on. I'm sure you'll be on several more times before this is over.
Yeah. Call me when you want me.
Okay. Hey, our guest tomorrow is going to be Bob Dunlap. We're going to be talking about the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, about what's going on with the home, and all these things are happening during the next week or so with veterans. Also talking to the president of Shasta College, Carl Linda Bott. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Reading. Gonna stand my ground.